A former Maryland chief medical examiner is now under investigation after his testimony in the Derek Chauvin trial. Dr. David Fowler was an expert witness for the defense.
On the stand, he claimed George Floyd's death was not medically a homicide, instead due to a combination of factors. Now more than 400 doctors have filed a petition demanding a new look at all of Dr. Fowler's autopsies in cases where suspects died in police custody. News Nation's Felicia Bolton has more on the fallout. Felicia, good evening.
Good evening. Dr. Fowler played a major role in the defense's case. He claimed Floyd died from carbon monoxide exposure, a heart condition, and drugs in his system. Although he was stating his own opinion on the stand, more than 400 doctors claim he was widely wrong, raising questions about his rulings in other cases.
The testimony about the kid will be the truth and nothing but the truth.
I do.
It's these comments.
Yes, the placement of the knee is towards the back and the back right side of Mr. Floyd's neck. And the airway is around the front. It is nowhere close to his airway.
That now have Dr. David Fowler under investigation. Fowler worked as Maryland's chief medical examiner from 2002 to 2019. During the Derek Chauvin trial, Fowler was a key witness for the defense and the role of a medical expert. On the stand, he claimed George Floyd's death was not a homicide, instead caused by his heart condition, drug use, and possible exposure to carbon monoxide.
How would you classify the manner of death?
So this is one of those cases where you have so many conflicting different manners, and you put all of those together, it's very difficult to say which of those is the most accurate. So I would fall back to undetermined.
In an open letter from DC's former chief medical examiner, Roger Mitchell, signed by 431 doctors from around the nation, they claim Fowler's conclusions were so far out of line medically that all his previous work could come into question. Quote, Dr. Fowler's stated opinion that George Floyd's death during active police restraint should be certified with an undetermined manner is outside the standard practice and conventions for investigating and certification of in custody deaths. Within 24 hours from receiving the letter, Maryland's Attorney General Brian Frosch and Governor Larry Hogan announced they will investigate all of Fowler's cases.
Thank you. Listen, you're not his brother.
Fowler is already facing backlash in another case. In 2018, 19-year-old Anton Black died in police custody. Fowler served as the medical examiner who performed the autopsy and determined cause of death. Black's death was captured on video, which showed Greensboro police holding the unarmed teenager down for more than 6 minutes. Fowler ruled that Black died because of a sudden cardiac event while struggling with police and not because they pinned him in a prone position. A spokesperson for Attorney General Frosch says the review of death determinations will not involve any state officials or staff connected to a lawsuit filed by the family of Anton Black. Although Fowler is facing scrutiny, on the stand he did claim Floyd needed emergency medical attention on the scene.
Do you feel that Mr. Floyd should have been given immediate emergency attention to try to reverse the cardiac arrest?
As a physician, I would agree.
And a spokesman for Maryland's chief medical examiner's office said the agency is committed to transparency and will cooperate fully with the inquiry. Now, we did reach out multiple times to try to get Fowler's response. So far, we have not heard back.